This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India and Israel have exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, on several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values, and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership. Mr. Modi said both sides have decided to establish the Critical and Emerging Technologies Partnership.
आज हमने क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप स्थापित करने का निर्णय लिया है। इससे एआई, क्वांटम और क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग को नई गति मिलेगी। मुझे खुशी है कि इजरायल में यूपीआई के इस्तेमाल के लिए समझौता किया गया है।
The Prime Minister has arrived in New Delhi after concluding his two-day historic visit to Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will entail discussions on public capex, infrastructure, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening capital markets and ease of living through tax reforms. The webinar is the first in a series of post-budget webinars being organized on key themes emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Jaisalmer on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. President Murmu will witness Indian Air Force's exercise Vayu Shakti in Jaisalmer today. The Defence Ministry informed that prior to the exercise, the President will fly a sortie in Indigenous Light Combat Helicopter LCH Prachand. The mission will be undertaken as a two-aircraft LCH formation with Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh flying in the second LCH. Notably, the LCH Prachand is India's first indigenously designed and developed combat helicopter manufactured by Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL. Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, is arriving in India today for a four-day official visit. The External Affairs Ministry stated that he will arrive in Mumbai and over the next 2 days participate in separate business engagements and interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs as well as industry and financial experts. On 1st of March, Prime Minister Carney will arrive in New Delhi and the following day he and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks. Both the leaders will review the progress achieved so far across various areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has stated that India will not be deterred by nuclear blackmail, emphasising that chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear CBRN should be considered more as an environment than a threat. Inaugurating the CBRN conclave in New Delhi yesterday, General Chauhan stressed the need to stay ready with indigenous state-of-the-art CBRN defense equipment, including early warning systems, lightweight individual protective equipment, and specialized gadgets to carry out coordinated operations in synergy with military and civilian establishments. On the instructions of the Supreme Court, the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal will be published tomorrow, including the names of those voters whose documents and information are still under judicial verification in the SIR process. According to commission sources, at the beginning of the SIR process, the state had more than 7 crore 66 lakh voters. From that, about 58 lakh names of deceased, relocated, missing and fake voters have already been excluded from the draft list. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.